Great Plays. Today we present the last in this season's series of Great Plays, Winterset by Maxwell Anderson, adapted for radio by James Church, and featuring Myron McCormick as Mio, Inga Adams as Miriamne, James Meehan as Trock, and Harold Vermillier as Judge Gaunt. The action of Winterset begins early on a December morning and ends before midnight of the same day. The first scene is on the bank of a river under a bridgehead. A gigantic span lifts out into space. Directly to the back is the rear of a large apartment building whose basement forms a high stone wall in which there is a door and a low window. The only light comes from a single street lamp. It is early on a dark December morning, and Trock Estrella and Shadow enter, followed by two nattily dressed young men. As the action starts, Trock turns to the boys and says,
"Go back and watch the car.
You roost of punks and gulls. Sleep. Sleep it off, whatever you had last night. Sleep. Clean. Sleep and rot. Rot out your pasty guts. You had no brain to begin. You had there be no need for us to sleep on iron who had too much brains for
you." "Ah, look, Trock, look. What would the warden say to talk like that?"
"May they die as I die. God, what life they've left me, they shall keep me well. I'll have that out of them."
"Because look, Chief, it's all against science and penology for you to get out and begin to cuss that way so soon. You're supposed to leave the pen full of high thought, kind of noble-like, loving toward all mankind, ready to kiss their feet. Look at me."
"I see you. And even you may not live as long as you think. You think too many things are funny. I laugh, but it's not so funny."
"Ah, come on, Trock, you know me. Anything you say goes. But give me leave to kid a little."
"And laugh at somebody else. It's a lot safer. They've soaked me once too often in that vat of poisoned hell they keep upstate to soak men in. I'm rotten inside. I had lungs once, like yourself. And now they want to get me and stir me in again. And that'd kill me. And that's fine for them. But before that happens to me, a lot of these healthy boys will know what it's like when you try to breathe and have no place to put air. They'll learn it from me."
"They got nothing on you, Chief."
"I don't know yet. That's what I'm here to find out. If they've got what they might have, it's not a year this time. No, not 10. It's screwed down under a lid. And I can die quick enough without help."
"Yeah, the skinny kind that lives forever."
"He gave me half a year. The doc at the gate. 6 months I get. And the rest's dirt 6 feet.
The scene changes to a cellar apartment in the big stone wall. It's floored with cement and roofed with huge boa constrictor pipes. A door leads to the outside and another door to an inner room. Garth, son of Esdras, sits alone holding a violin upside down to inspect a crack at its base. Miriamne enters from the rear, a girl of 15. Garth speaks.
"The glue lets go. It's the steam, I guess. It splits the hair on your head."
"Can't be mended?"
"I can't mend it. No doubt there are fellows somewhere who'd mend it for a dollar and glad to do it. That is, if I had a dollar."
"Garth, you've sat at home here 3 days now. You haven't gone out at all. Something frightens you."
"Yes?"
"Your father's frightened. I found a letter on the floor of your room. It said, 'Don't get me wrong, but stay in out of the rain the next 2 days, just for instance.'"
"I thought I burned that letter."
"Afterward, you did. And then what was printed about the Estrella gang. You hid it from me, you and father. What is it about this murder?"
"Will you shut up, you fool?"
"But if you know, why don't you tell them, Garth? If it's true what they say. You knew all the time Romagna wasn't guilty and could have said so."
"Everybody knew Romagna wasn't guilty. But they weren't listening to evidence in his favor. They didn't want it. They don't want it now."
"But was that why they never called on you?"
"As far as I know, they've never heard of me. And I can assure you I knew nothing about it."
"But something's wrong and it worries father."
"What could be wrong?"
"I don't know."
"And I don't know. But you're a good kid, Miriamne, but you see too many movies. I wasn't mixed up in any murder and I don't mean to be."
"Oh, God, forgive me. But I want you to be so far above such things, nothing could frighten you. And you seem to shrink and be afraid. And you're the brother I love. I want to run there and cry. If there's any question they care to ask, you'll be quick and glad to answer, for there's nothing to conceal."
"And that's all true."
"But then I remember how you dim the lights, and we go early to bed and speak in whispers, and I could think there's a death somewhere behind us, an evil death."
"Be quiet."
"I wish to speak alone with God, Miriamne."
"Yes, father."
You'll excuse me for not knocking. Sometimes it's best to come in quiet. Sometimes it's a good way to get out. Guard's home, I see. You might not have been here if I made a point of knocking at doors.
Hiya, truck.
I guess you can see how I am. Stay where you are. Stay where you are. We'd like to make your acquaintance, girl. If you want the facts, I know better than usual, thanks. Not enough sun, my physician tells me. Too much close confinement. A lack of exercise and an overplus of beans in the diet. You've done well, no doubt.
I don't know what makes you think so.
Who's the family?
My father and my sister.
Happy to meet you. Step inside a minute. The boy and I have something to talk about.
No, no. He said nothing. Nothing, sir, nothing.
When I say go out, you go.
Miriam, oh,
go
sir.
Go on now, both of you.
And if you listen, I'll riddle the door. I just got out, you see. And I'd pay my first call on you.
Oh, maybe you think I'm not in the same jam you are.
That's what I do think. Who started looking this
up? Oh, I wish I knew, and I wish he was in hell. Some professor with nothing else to do. If you saw his stuff, you know as much as I do.
It wasn't you turning state's evidence.
Hell, Trock, use your brain. The case was closed. They burned Romagna for it, and that's finished it. Why should I look for trouble and maybe get burned myself?
Why, I don't know. But I just thought I'd find out.
I'm going straight, Trock. I can play this violin, and I'm trying to make a living. I haven't talked, and nobody's talked to me. It's the last thing I'd want.
Your old man knows.
Well, that's where I got the money that last time when you needed it. He had a little saved up, but I had to tell him to get it. He's as safe as shadow there.
There could be people a lot safer than that so-and-so.
Who?
You'd be safer dead along with some other gorillas.
It's beginning to look as if you'd feel safer with everybody dead. The whole damn world.
I would. These bitten professors looking up their cases. We got enough without that.
Well, there's no evidence to reopen the thing.
And suppose they called on you and asked you to testify.
When they did, I'd tell them that all I know is what I read in the papers. And I'd stick to that.
How much does your sister know?
I'm honest with you, Truck. She read my name in the professor's pamphlet, and she was scared the way anybody would be. She got nothing from me, and anyway, she'd go to the chair herself before she'd send me there.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Well, besides, who wants to go to trial again except the radicals? You and I won't spill, and unless we did, there's nothing to take to court as far as I know. Let the radicals go on howling about getting a dirty deal. This professor's red. Everybody knows it.
You're forgetting the judge. Where's the judge?
What judge?
Read the morning papers. It says Judge Gaunt's gone off his nut. He's got that trial on his mind. And been going around proving everybody he was right all the time, and the radicals were guilty. Stopping people in the street to prove it. And now he's nuts entirely, and nobody knows where he is.
Why don't they know?
Because he's on the loose somewhere. They've got the police of three cities looking for him.
Judge Gaunt?
Yeah, Judge Gaunt.
Why should that worry you? He's crazy, ain't he? And even if he wasn't, he's arguing on your side. You're jittery, Chief. Oh, the judges are loony. You've got the jitters.
Don't you have that gun now?
I've got pockets in my clothes, too.
All right. Take it easy. Maybe you're lying to me, Garth. And maybe you're not. Stay at home for a few days.
Sure thing. Why not?
And when I say stay home, I mean stay home. If I have to go looking for you, you'll stay a long time wherever I find you. Come on, Shadow. We'll get out of here.
He's gone.
Let's not stay here. I thought he'd come for something horrible. Is he coming back?
I don't know.
Who is he, Garth?
He'd kill me if I told you who he is. That is, if he knew.
Then don't say it.
Yes, and I'll say it. I was with a gang one time that robbed a payroll. I saw a murder done, and Truck Estrella did it. If that got out, I'd go to the chair, and so would he. That's why he was here today.
But that's not true.
He says it to frighten you, child.
Oh, no, I don't. I say it because I've held it in too long. I won't sit here forever and look at the door waiting for Truck with his submachine gun, waiting for police with a warrant. I say I'm damned, and I am, no matter what I do. Piddling scales on a violin, first position, third, fifth, arpeggios and E. And what I'm thinking is, Romagna dead for the murder. Dead while I sat here dying inside. Dead for the thing Trock did while I looked on. And I could have saved him, yes, but I sat here and let him die instead of me because I wanted to live. Well, it's no life. It doesn't matter who I tell because I mean to get it over.
Garth, it's not true.
Son, you're mad. Someone will hear.
Then let them hear. I've lived with ghosts too long and lived too long.
Say it if you must. If you have the heart to die, say it. Let them take what's left.
I'll be quiet and live. I'll live even if I have to crawl. I know.
Is it better to tell a lie and live?
Yes, child. It's better.
But if I had to do it, I think I'd die.
Yes, child. Because you're young.
Is that the only reason?
The only reason.
We are back under the bridge, and it's evening of the same day. Mariamne is sitting alone on the ledge at the rear of the apartment house. A spray of light falls on her from the street lamp above. She shivers a little in her thin coat, but sits still, heedless of the weather. Through the rocks, a tramp comes down the riverbank, hunting a place to sleep, followed shortly by Mio and Carr.
But you said you were never coming east again, Mio.
Yeah, but I heard something changed my mind.
Same old business?
Yeah. Just as soon not talk about it.
Where'd you go from Portland?
I went to Hollywood High School for a while, and they kicked me out.
For cause?
Because I had no permanent address, you see. That means nobody's paying school taxes for you, so out you go. Now, what's the matter, kid?
Nothing. Nothing.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
A pretty kid.
A baby.
Wait for me.
Come here. Control your chivalry. Homely ones are bad enough, but the look is a fatal.
You exaggerate, Carr.
I doubt it.
Well, let her go. This riverbank's loaded with typhus rats, too. Might as well die one death as another.
They say chronic alcoholism is nice, but expensive. You can always starve to death.
Not always. I tried it.
Last time I saw you, you couldn't think of anything you wanted to do except curse God and pass out. Still feeling low?
Not much different. Talk about the lost generation. I'm the only one that fits the title. When the state executes your father and your mother dies of grief and you know he was innocent, and the authorities of your hometown politely inform you they'd consider it a favor if you live somewhere else, that cuts you off from the world with a meat axe.
They asked you to move.
It came to that.
That was white of them.
Probably gave them a headache just to see me after all that agitation. They knew as well as I did my father never staged a holdup. Anyway, I've got a new interest in life now.
Yes, I saw her.
I didn't mean the skirt. Now, I got wind of something out west. Some college professor investigating the trial and turning up new evidence. Couldn't find anything he'd written out there, so I beat it east and arrived on this blessed island just in time to find the bums holing up in the public library for the winter. Anyhow, I found Professor Hobhouse's discussion of the Romagna case. I think he has something. It occurred to me I might follow it up by doing a little sleuthing on my own account.
Yeah.
I have done a little. And it leads me to somewhere under this bridge. That's how I happen to be here.
They'll never let you get anywhere with it, Mio. I told you that before.
I know you did.
The state can't afford to admit it was wrong. Not when there's been that much of a row kicked up over it. So for all practical purposes, the state was right and your father robbed the payroll.
There's still such a thing as evidence.
It's something you can buy. Go out and make yourself a pot of money and you can buy all the justice you want. Convictions obtained, convictions averted. Lowest rates in years.
I know all that.
Sure.
This thing didn't happen to you. They've left you your name and whatever place you can take. For my heritage, they left me one thing only, and that's to be my father's voice crying up out of the earth in quicklime where they stuck him. Electrocution doesn't kill, you know. They eviscerate him with a turn of the knife in the dissecting room. The blood spurts out. The man was alive. Then into the lime pit. Leave no trace. Make it short shrift and chemical dissolution. That's what they thought of the man that was my father. Then my mother. Tell you these county burials are swift and cheap and run for profit. Out of the house and into the ground, you wife of a dead dog. Wait. Here's some Romagna spawn left. Something crawls here. Something they called a son. Why couldn't he die along with his mother? Well, ease him out of town. Ease him out, boys, and see you're not too gentle. He might come back. And by their own living God, I will go back and hang the carrion around their necks that made it. Maybe I can sleep then. Or even live.
You have to try it, huh?
Yes. Won't let me alone. I've tried to live and forget it, but I was birthmarked with hot iron into the entrails. I've got to find out who did it and make them see it till it scalds their eyes and make them admit it till their tongues are blistered with saying how black they lied.
Your pardon, sir. Your pardon, but perhaps you can tell me the name of this street.
Huh?
The name of this street.
This ain't no street.
There, where the street lamps are.
That's the alley.
Thank you. It has a name, no doubt.
That's the alley.
I see. I won't trouble you. You wonder why I ask, I dare say. I'm a stranger. Why do you look at me? I'm not the man you think. You've mistaken me, sir.
Huh?
Perhaps misled by a resemblance. But you're mistaken. I had an errand in this city. It's only by accident that I'm here. Yet why should I deceive you? Before God, I held the proofs in my hands. I hold them still. I tell you the defense was cunning beyond belief and unscrupulous in its use of propaganda.
They gagged at nothing. Not even...
No. I'm sorry. This will hardly interest you. I'm sorry. I have an errand. I have an errand.
Get him in here quick. The old man.
Why, son?
The judge, damn him.
Is it Judge Gaunt?
Will you get him in here? It's Judge Gaunt. Get him inside.
Will you come in, sir?
You will understand, sir. We old men know how softly we must proceed with these things.
Yes, surely, sir.
It was always my practice. Always. They will tell you that of me where I'm known. Yet even I am not free of regret. Even I. Will you believe it?
I believe we are none of us free of regret.
None of us? I would it were true. I thought it were true.
Shall we go in, sir?
You see, I was right. The man was guilty there.
Ah, it looks like rain.
Yes.
You live around here?
Yeah.
I guess you thought I meant it about waiting here to meet us. I'd forgotten about it till I got that winter across the face. You better go inside. I'm not your kind. I'm nobody's kind but my own. So go on in. You're somebody's angel, and they're waiting for you.
Yes, I'll go.
And tell them when you get inside where it's warm, and you love each other, and Mother comes to kiss her darling. Tell them to hang on to it while they can. Believe while they can. It's a warm, safe world.
I have no mother. My people are Jews.
Then you know something about it.
Yes.
Do you have enough to eat?
Not always.
What do you believe in?
Nothing.
Why?
How can one?
It's easy if you're a fool. You see the words in books? Honor, it says there. Chivalry, freedom, heroism. Enduring love. And these are words on paper. It's something to have them there. You get them nowhere else.
What hurts you?
Just that. You get them nowhere else.
Why should you want them?
I'm alone, that's why. You see those lights along the river cutting across the rain? Those are the hearths of Brooklyn. And up this way, the love nests of Manhattan. They turn their points like knives against me. Outcast of the world, snake in the streets. I don't want a handout. I sleep and eat.
Do you want me to go with you?
Where?
Where you go?
Why, you little fool, what made you say that?
I don't know.
If you have a home, stay in it. I ask for nothing. I've schooled myself to ask for nothing and take what I can get and get along. If I fell for you, that's my lookout, and I'll starve it down.
Wherever you go, I'd go.
What do you know about loving? How could you know?
But I know. Tell me your name.
Mio. What's yours?
Miriamne.
There's no such name.
But there's no such name as Mio. M-I-O. It's no name.
It's for Bartolomeo.
My mother's name was Miriam, so they called me Miriamne.
Meaning little Miriam?
Yes.
So now little Miriam will go in and take up quietly where she dropped them all her small housewifely cares. When I first saw you, not a half hour ago, I heard myself saying, this is the face that launches ships for me. And if I owned a dream, yes, half a dream, we'd share it. But I have no dream. This earth came tumbling down from chaos, fire and rock, and bred up worms, blind worms that sting each other here in the dark. Enduring love. Oh, gods and worms, what mockery. And yet I have blood enough in my veins. It goes like music singing because you're here. My body turns as if you were the sun and warm. This men called love in happier times before the Freudians taught us to blame it on the glands. Only go in before you breathe too much of my atmosphere and catch death from me.
I'll take my hands and weave them to a little house. And there you shall keep a dream.
I could use a dream and even a house.
You're laughing at me, Neil.
The worms are laughing. I tell you there's death about me and you're a child. And I'm alone and half mad with hate and longing. I shall let you love me and love you in return. And then, why, then God knows what happens.
Something most unpleasant?
Love in a boxcar. Love among the children. I've seen too much of it. Are we to live in this same house you make with your two hands, mystically, out of air?
No roof, no mortgage. Well, I shall marry a baker out in Flatbush. gives hot bread in the morning. Oh, Mio. Mio, in all the unwanted places and wastelands that roll up into the darkness out of sun and into sun out of dark, there should be one empty for you and me.
No.
Then go now and leave me. I'm only a girl you saw in the tenements. There's been nothing said.
Mariamne.
Yes?
Why, girl, as I kissed you, the transfiguration on the mount was nothing to your face. It lights from within. A white chalice holding fire, a flower in flame. This is your face.
And you shall drink the flame and never lessen it. And round your head the aureole shall burn that burns there now forever. This I can give you. And so forever the Freudians are wrong.
They're well forgotten at any rate.
Why did you speak to me when you first saw me?
I knew then.
And I came back because I must see you again. Oh, never, never, never. Though they should bind me down and tear out my eyes, would I ever hurt you now? Take me with you, Mio. Let them look for us, whoever there is to look. But we'll be away.
I have no house, nor home, no love of life, no fear of death, nor care for what I eat or who I sleep with. Love somewhere else and get your children in some other image more acceptable to the state.
Mio.
My road is cut in rock and leads to one end. If I hurt you, I'm sorry. One gets over hurt.
What was his name? Your father's name?
Bartolomeo Romagna. I'm not ashamed of it.
Why are you here?
I can't tell you that.
No, but there's someone lives here. Lives not far. And you mean to see him. You mean to ask him.
Who told you that?
His name is Garth. Garth Esdras.
You seem to know a good deal about me.
No. Go before you're seen or spoken to. Never see this place nor think of it. Forget the streets you came when you're away and safe. He said there was death about you. Yes, but nearer than you think.
What do you mean, death about me?
Listen, come here.
Shh. Why, fine.
Ah, you watch it now, just for the record, Trock. You're going to thank me for staying away from it and keeping you out. I've seen men get that way, thinking they had to plug a couple of guys, then a few more to cover it up, and then maybe a dozen more. Now, you can't own all the territory adjacent, and you can't slough off all the witnesses, because every man you put away has friends.
I said all right. I said fine.
They're going to find this judge. And if they find him dead, it's just too bad, and I don't want to know anything about it. And you don't either.
You all through?
Why, sure.
All right. We're through, too, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're through.
I've heard that said before, and afterwards somebody died. Is that what you mean?
You can go. I don't want to see you.
Sure, I'll go. Maybe you won't mind if I just find out what you've got on you. Before I turn my back, I'd like to know if you've got a gun. Not that I distrust you, but you know how it is. Ah, there it is. So long, Trock. I won't talk, you can be sure of that.
I know you won't.
Mio.
What do you know about this?
The other way, Mio, quick. As I love you, I can't tell you.
Look, somebody's just been shot. He fell in the river. The guys that did the shooting ran up the bank. Come on, let's get out of here.
Wait a minute, come here.
There's a riptide past the point. You'd never find him.
No.
You know, a man really ought to carry insurance living around here. It's easy putting a fellow away. I never saw it done before.
They have it all worked out.
He was drifting face up. Must be halfway to the island, the way the tide runs. What are you doing now?
I have a little business to transact in this neighborhood.
You better forget it.
No.
Need any help?
I don't see how it would do any good. So you keep out of it and take care of yourself.
So long, then.
So long, Carr.
God, it's cold here. Well.
We are back in the basement again. Judge Gaunt, Garth, and Esdras have agreed that even though Garth's evidence would have freed Romagna, it's now too late to do anything about it. Silence on all sides being preferable. There's a knock at the door.
Yes, sir?
May I come in?
Will you state your business, sir? It's late and I'm not at liberty.
Why, I might say that I was trying to earn my tuition fees by peddling magazines. I could say that. Or collecting old newspapers, paying cash, highest rates, no questions asked.
We've nothing to see. What do you want?
Your pardon, gentlemen. My business is not of an ordinary kind, and I felt the need of this slight introduction while I might get my bearings. Your name is Esdras, or so they told me outside.
What do you want?
Is that the name?
Yes.
I'll be quick and brief. I'm the son of a man who died many years ago for a payroll robbery. You should be Garth Esdras, by what I've heard. You have some knowledge of the crime, if one can believe what he reads in the public prints, and it might be that your testimony, if given, would clear my father of any share in the murder. You may not care whether he was guilty or not. You may not know. But I do care, and care deeply. And I've come to ask you face to face.
To ask me what?
What do you know of it?
Nothing.
This man, Romagna, did he have a son?
Yes, sir. This man, Romagna, as you choose to call him, had a son, and I am that son and proud.
Forgive me.
But could you tell me then in a word? What you know, is it for him or against him? That's all I need.
My son knows nothing.
No. This is what happened. I had known a few members of a gang one time up there, and after the murder, they picked me up because I looked like someone that was seen in what they called the murder car. They held me a little while, but they couldn't identify me for the most excellent reason. I wasn't there when the thing occurred. A dozen years later now, a professor comes across this and sees red and asks why I wasn't called on as a witness. And yip so loud, they syndicate his picture in all the rotos. That's all I know about it. I wish I could tell you more.
My son knows nothing.
That's the whole story.
I came 3,000 miles to this dead end.
If he was innocent, and you know him so, believe it. And let the others believe as they like.
Young sir, if you mean to say that Bartolomeo Romagna was innocent, you're wrong. He was guilty. There be injustice from time to time by regrettable chance in our courts, but not in that case, I assure you.
Oh, you assure me? You lie in your scrag teeth, whoever you are. My father was murdered.
Romagna was given his chance to prove his innocence and was found guilty by all due process of law.
What chance? When a court panders to mob hysterics and a jury comes in loaded to soak an anarchist and a foreigner? It may be due process of law, but it's also murder.
He should have thought of that before he spilled blood.
He?
Sir, I know too well that he was guilty.
Who are you? How do you know? I've searched the records through the trial and what came after, and in all that million words, I found not one unbiased argument to fix the crime on him.
And you yourself, were you unprejudiced?
Who are you?
Sir, this gentleman is here as you are here to ask my son, as you have asked, what ground there might be for this talk of new evidence in your father's case. We gave him the same answer we've given you.
I'm sorry. I'd supposed his cause forgotten except by myself. There's still a defense committee, then?
There may be. I am not connected with it.
He is my guest and asks to remain unknown.
The judge at the trial was younger. But he had your face. Can it be that... Are you Judge Gaunt?
I am.
Then tell me what damnation to what inferno would fit the toad that sat in robes and lied when he gave the charge and knew he lied. Judge that and then go to your place in that hell.
I know and have known what bitterness can rise against a court when it must say, putting aside all weakness, that a man's to die. I can forgive you that, for you are your father's son, and you think of him as a son thinks of his father. Certain laws seem cruel in their operation. It's necessary that we be cruel to uphold them. This cruelty is kindness to those I serve.
I don't doubt that. I know who it is you serve.
In all my years on the bench of a long-established commonwealth, not once has my decision been in question, save in this case. Not once, before or since. For hope of heaven or place on earth or power of gold, no man has had my voice, nor will. While I still keep the trust that's laid on me to sentence and define.
If you're so hard to buy, then why are you here?
Why? I'm here because always, night and day, there lies on my brain like a weight, the admonition, see truly, let nothing sway you. Among all functions, there's but one godlike, to judge. Then see to it you judge as a god would judge, with clarity, with truth, with what mercy is found consonant with order and law. Without law, men are beasts, and it's a judge's task to lift and hold them above themselves. Let a judge be once mistaken or step aside for a friend, and a gap is made in the dikes that hold back anarchy and chaos, and leave men bond but free.
Then the gap's been made, and you made it.
I feared that, too. May you be a judge sometime, and know in what fear, through what nights long in fear, I scanned and verified and compared the transcripts of the trial.
Without prejudice, no doubt.
It was never in your mind to prove that you'd been right.
And conscious of that, too. That that might be my purpose. Watchful of that. And jealous as his own lawyer of the rights that should hedge the defendant. And still I found no error. Shook not one staple of the bolts that linked the door to the deed. Garth Esdras was not called. This is Garth Esdras, and you have heard him. Would his deposition have justified a new trial?
No, it would not.
And there I come, myself. If the man was still in his cell and waiting, I'd have no faint excuse for another hearing. I've sought for evidence, and you have sought. Have you found it? Can you cite one fresh word in defense?
Every word you've spoken at the trial was balanced carefully to keep the letter of the law and still convict. The trial itself was shot full of legal tricks, prearranged to lead the jury astray.
Can you be sure? I ask this in humility, that you, who were touched closest by the tragedy, may not have lost perspective, may have brooded day and night on one theme, till your eyes are tranced and show you one side only.
There's nothing wrong with my eyes, do you hear? I see well enough.
And would that not be part of the melody? To look quite steadily at the drift of things, but see there what you wish, not what is there. Not what another man to whom the story was fresh would say is there.
You think I'm crazy? Is that what you meant to say?
Is it not true? Wherever you walk, through the little town where you knew him well, or flying from it inland or by the sea, still walking at your side and sleeping only when you too sleep, a shadow not your own follows, pleading and holding out its hands to be delivered from shame.
How you know that, I don't know.
Because we're both haunted by the same specter. And you are haunted still. But for me, it's laid to rest now that my mind is satisfied. Your father died justly and not by error.
You care to know that there's murder in me?
It's to be expected there was murder in your sire.
You'd like too well to have me kill you. That would prove your case.
This is no good. This won't help much.
We should be going, sir.
Yes. I'll lend you my coat.
No, keep it. A little rain shouldn't matter to me.
It freezes as it falls, and you have a long way to go.
I'll manage. Thank you.
Well, let me sit here a moment.
Garth shrugs his shoulders and goes toward the inner door. Mariamne opens it and comes out. Garth looks at her, then at Mio, and lays his fingers on his lips. She melts. Garth goes out. Mariamne sits and watches Mio. He turns and sees her.
How did you come here?
I live here.
Here?
My name is Esdras. Garth is my brother. The walls are thin. I heard what was said.
I'm going. This is no place for me.
What place would be better, Mio?
What do you want? Your kisses burn me in your arms. Don't offer what I'm never to have. I can have nothing.
They can take away so little with all their words.
I thought I'd fallen so low there was no further. And now a pit opens beneath. But it was truth I wanted. Truth, not the lies you tell yourself or tell a woman or a woman tells you. The judge with his cobra mouth may have spat truth, and I may be mad. For me, your hands are too clean to touch me.
No. Say once you love me. Say it once. I'll never ask to hear it twice, nor for any kindness. And you shall take all I have.
We can do without your adolescent mawkishness, Mariamne. You're a child. You'll both remember that.
I've said nothing to harm you, and will say nothing.
You're my sister, though, and I take a certain interest in you.
I've always loved you, tried to help you, Garth. And you've been kind. Don't spoil it now.
Spoil it how?
Because I love him. I didn't know it would happen. And all the world's changed. I see you through a mist. And our father, too. If you brought this to nothing, I'd want to die.
You'd better go.
Yes, I know.
Miss, could I sleep under the pipes tonight, miss? Could I, please?
I think not tonight.
There won't be any more nights if I don't get warm, miss.
Come in.
Yes, miss. Thank you.
Must we put up with that?
Father, let him sleep there, last one.
Yes, God, yes.
Well, good night.
Where will you go?
Yes, where, as if it mattered.
No, sleep here, too. We'll have a row of you under the pipes.
Oh, thanks.
And I love you. You've never said you love me.
Why wouldn't I love you when you're clean and sweet? I've seen nothing sweet or clean these last 10 years. I love you. I love you. That's for what good it may do you. It's none to me.
And then kiss me.
With that scowling over us, no thank you. When it rains some spring on the planet Mercury, where the spring comes off, and I'll meet you there, let's say. We'll wait for that. It may be some time till then.
I wouldn't want to cause you inconvenience, any of you. Especially the judge. I think you know that. You've all got things to do, trains to catch and so on. But trains can wait. Nearly anything can wait, you'll find. Only I can't. I'm the only one that can't because I've got no time. Who's old is he? Who's that?
He's a poor half-wit, sir, that sometimes sleeps there.
Come out. I say come out, whoever you are.
Me?
Yes, I mean you. Come on out. What's your name?
They mostly call me Oak.
What do you know?
No, sir.
Where are you from?
I got a piece of bread.
Get back in there. Who are you?
Oh, I'm a half-wit. Come in here by mistake. The difference is I got no piece of bread.
What's your name?
My name? Theophrastus Such. That's respectable. You'll find it all the way from here to the coast on the best police blotters. Only the truth is we're a little touched in the head, Oak and me. You better ask somebody else.
Who is he?
His name's Ulmanya. He's the son.
Then what's he doing here? You said you were on the level.
He just walked in on account of the stuff in the papers. We didn't ask him.
God, we are a gathering. Now, if we had Shadow, we'd be all here, huh? Only I guess we won't see Shadow. Now, that's too much to ask.
Who's Shadow?
Now you're putting questions. Shadow was just nobody, you see. He blew away. It might happen to anyone. Yes. Anyone at all.
Why do you keep your hands in your pocket, friend?
Because I'm cold, punk. Listen, guard. There's a car waiting up the street to take the judge home. We'll take him to the car.
That's not necessary.
No.
I say it is, see? You wouldn't want to let the judge walk, would you? The judge is going to ride where he's going. A couple of chauffeurs, and everything done in style. Don't you worry about the judge. He'll be taken care of for good.
I want no hand in it.
Anything that happens to you happens to me, musician.
I know that.
Keep your mouth out of it, then. And you'd better keep the punk here tonight, just for luck. Pull yourself together, Judge. We're traveling. Somebody's tipped it over again. It's over. It takes 10 days off me every time I step out into it. Sit down and wait.
It would seem that you and the judge know each other.
I've been around.
Maybe you met before.
Maybe we have.
Will you tell me where?
How long do you want to live?
I got big ideas about that.
I thought so. Well, so far I've got nothing against you but your name. See? Keep it that way. Shadow!
Keep your hands where they belong, Trot.
God, he's out of his grave.
You know me?
No, don't. I had nothing to do with it.
I got it from you. I know why I got it. Because I wouldn't give it to the judge so he wouldn't talk.
Honest to God.
What God? The one that let you put 3 holes in me when I was your friend? Well, he let me get up again and walk till I can find you. Show me where he is, you fool! And I can hear you even if I can't see. Oh, I got this far and now I can't see. Help me. Help me, oh God, I'm going to die. Where does a man lie down? I want to lie down.
Get him out of here. Get him out, Garth. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Shut the door.
He won't come back again.
I want the door shut. He was dead, I tell you. Romagna was dead, too, once. Can't they keep a man underground?
No, they won't stay underground anymore, and they won't stay underwater. Why did you have him killed?
Stay away from me. I know you.
Who am I, then?
I know you, damn you. Your name's Romagna.
Yes, and Romagna was dead, too, and Shadow was dead, but the time's come when you can't keep them down, these dead men. They won't stay down. They come in with their heads shot off and their entrails dragging. Hundreds of them, one by one, all you ever had killed. Watch the door. See? It moves.
Let me out of here.
Oh, no. Jenna left me his gun, you see. You'll sit there and wait for them. One by one, they'll come through that door, pulling their heads out of the gunny sacks where you tied them, glomming over you with their rotten hands. They'll see without eyes and crawl over you, Shadow and the paymaster and all the rest of them. Putrescent bones without eyes. Now, look. Look, for I am the first among them.
What do you want of me?
You killed the paymaster, you.
You lie. It was Shadow killed him.
But now I know. Now I know. You lied.
You lied. You knew this, too.
Wait.
Wait. This is the thing I've hunted over the earth to find, and I'd be blind indeed if I missed it now.
Let me go. Let me go.
Do not leave this room. You'll stand there and face me till you tell me why you let my father die.
Suppose it known. But there are things a judge must not believe. Though they should hit and fester underneath and press in on his brain. Justice once rendered in a burst of civic anger, the verdict found through the precise machinery of law invoked to prove him guilty. Think what furor would rock the state if the court then flatly said all this was lies, must be reversed. It's better, as any judge can tell you in such cases, to let the record stand. Let one man die. For justice in the main is governed by opinion. Communities will have what they will have. And it's quite as well, after all, to be rid of anarchists. Our rights as citizens can be maintained as rights only while we're held to be the peers of those who live without us. A vendor of fish is not protected as a man might be who kept a market. I own I sometimes wish this was not so, but it is. You will not repeat this? It'll go no further?
No.
Thank you.
No further than the moon takes the tides. No further than the news went when he died. When you found him guilty and they flashed that round the earth. That's all I ask. That'll be enough.
I said some things a judge should never say.
Go right on talking, both of you. It won't get far, I guess.
Oh, you'll see to that.
I'll see to it. Me and some others. Maybe I lost my grip there just for a minute. That's all right.
Then see to it. Let it rain. What can you do to me now when the night's on fire with this thing I know? Now I could almost think there was a God. And he somehow brought me here and set you down before me here in the rain where I could wring this out of you. Let the night speak fire and the city go out with the tide. For I've heard it. And I'm free.
Evening. We're looking for someone. Might be here. Seen an old man around? Acting a little off? You know the one I mean. That's the one I saw.
That's him. You mean to say you didn't know him by his pictures? Come on, sir. You're going home.
Yes, sir. I've lost my way. I think I've lost my way.
I'll say you have. About 300 miles. Now, don't you worry. We'll get you back.
I'm a person of some rank in my own city.
We know that. One look at you and we'd know that.
Yes, sir.
If it isn't Trock. How are you, Trock?
Pretty good, thanks.
Got out yesterday again here.
That's right.
Hiya, Truck.
Okay.
You know, we got orders to watch you pretty close. Be good now, baby, or back you go.
Yes, sir.
I accuse that man of murder, Truck Estrella. He's a murderer.
Hello.
Well, what murder?
He robbed the payroll 15 years ago and did the killing my father died for. You know the Romagna case?
Ah, that old stuff, the Romagna case.
Hey, Sarge, the boy's a professional kidder.
Yeah?
I'm not kidding now. You'll find a dead man there in the next room, and Estrella killed him.
15 years ago, and nobody smelled him yet?
I accuse this man of 2 murders. He killed the paymaster long ago and had Shadow killed tonight.
Now, look, boy.
Have I got to drag him out here where you can see him? Can't you scent a murder when it's under your nose? Look in.
No, no. There's no one. There's no one there.
Take a look inside.
Yes, sir. He's kidding, Sarge. If there's a cadaver in here, I don't see it.
He's blind.
What do you mean?
He was there. Garth, what have you done with him?
I don't know what you mean.
He's lying.
What's he talking about?
I wish I could tell you. I don't know.
They're in it together, all of them.
He must have seen something.
You watch yourself, chump, or you'll get run in.
He's nuts, I say.
You've dreamed something. Isn't it true? You've dreamed. But truly, there was no one.
You want me to say it?
Yes, I was dreaming.
When you make a charge of murder, it's better to have the corpus delicti, son. You're the kind puts in fire alarms to see the engine.
No, I tell you, no. Listen, officer. I know what you think. Maybe I went about it in the wrong way, but I'm not crazy. There was a man named Shadow.
We've heard enough from you, Hophead. One more crack about your bodies and Shadow, and we take you along. We'd better be going. Haven't you got a coat?
No, sir.
I guess I'll have to lend you mine. Come on now, it's getting late.
They're welcome to him. His fuse is damp. Where's that walking fool with the 3 slugs in him?
He fell in the hall beyond, and we left him there.
Lucky for some of us. Is he out of it this time, or is he still butting around?
He's dead.
That's perfect. Better ship that carrion back in the river. The one that walks around when he's dead. Maybe he'll walk the distance for you. Let the punk go as far as he likes. Turn him loose and let him go.
Coming back?
Well, if I come back, you'll see me. If I don't, you won't.
Quick, Neil. It's safe now. Quick, the police are there.
Let him do as he likes.
What do you mean? He means to kill him, you know that.
I've no doubt Master Romagna can run his own campaign.
But he'll be killed.
Why did you lie, Mariamne? He was one of the gang.
Go tell them you owe me nothing.
My father died in your place, and you could have saved him. You were one of the gang.
Well, there you are. You certainly owe me nothing.
Oh, I want to die. I want to go away.
Yes, and you lied. And trapped me into it.
But Mio, he's my brother. I couldn't give him my brother.
No, you couldn't. You're quite right. The gods were ironic tonight, and they worked it out. The bright, ironical gods, what fun they have in heaven. When a man prays hard for any gifts they give it, and then one more to boot, that makes it useless. You might have picked some other stranger.
I know.
Or chosen some other evening to sit outside in the rain. But no, it had to be this. All my life long, I've wanted only one thing to say to the world and prove it. The man you killed was clean and true and full of love as the 12-year-old that stood and taught in the temple. I can say that now and give my proofs. And now you stick a girl's face between me and the rights I've sworn the dead shall have of me. Well, you ask too much. Your brother can take his chances. He was ready enough to let an innocent man take certainty for him to pay for the years he's had. That parts us then. But we're parted anyway by the same dark wind that blew us together. I shall say what I have to say, and I'm not welcome here.
But don't go now. You've stayed too long. He'll be waiting.
Well, is this any safer? Let the wind blow, the four winds of the world, and take us to the four winds.
We're on the riverbank again. The two natty young men and Serge stand in a shadow matching bills. As Trock comes out of the tenement door, he speaks a few low words to them and goes out. They continue their game as Mio, followed by Mariamne, comes out of the door. The young man and Trock shrink into the shadow.
Suppose one had only a short stub end of life, or held a flashlight with the batteries run down till the bulk was dim, and knew that he could live while the glow lasted. Or suppose one knew that while he stood in a little shelter of time under a bridgehead, say, he could live, and then, from then on, nothing. Then to lie and turn with the earth and sun, and regard them not in the least when the bulb was extinguished, or he stepped beyond his circle into the cold. How would he live that last dim quarter hour before he went, minus all recollection, to grow in grass between cobblestones?
Let me put my arms round you, Mio. Then if anything comes, it's for me, too.
Only suppose this circle's charmed. To be safe until he steps from this lighted space into dark. Time pauses here, and high eternity grows in one quarter hour in which to live.
Let me see if anyone's there. There in the shadows.
It might blast our eternity, blow it to bits. No, don't go. This is forever where we stand. And I ask you, Mariamne, how does one spend a forever?
You're frightened.
Yes, so much that time stands still.
Why didn't I speak? Tell them when the officers were here. I failed you in that one moment.
Is life for mine? Oh, no, I wouldn't want it, and you couldn't give it. But if I should go on living, we're cut apart by that brother of yours.
No, Mio. Mio, I love you.
I love you, too. But in case my life went on beyond that barrier of dark, then Garth would run his risk of dying.
He's punished, Mio. His life's been torment for him. Let him go, for my sake, Mio.
I wish I could. I wish I'd never seen him or you. I've steeped too long in this thing. It's in my teeth and bones. I can't let go or forget.
There's someone there. I heard.
It's Carr.
That's right. No doubt about it. Excuse me.
I'm glad to see you. This is Mariamne. Carr's a friend of mine.
You're better employed than when I last saw you.
Bow to the gentleman, Mariamne. That's meant for you.
Should I leave you, Mio? You want to talk?
Oh, no. We've done our talking.
But
I'm the one's out of place. I wanted back because I got worried about you. That's the truth. Oh, those two fellows with the hats down. You know, the ones that ran after we heard the shooting? And they're back again. Revisiting the scene of the crime, I guess. They may mean well. I'll try to avoid them. I didn't care for the way they looked at me. No luck, I suppose, with that case history. The investigation you had on hand.
I can't say. Oh, by the way, the stiff that fell in the water and we saw swirling down the eddy, he came trudging up later on long enough to tell his name. His name was Shadow, but he's back in the water now. It's all in an evening. These things happen here.
Good God.
I know. I wouldn't believe it if you told me.
But the man was alive.
Oh, not for long. He's dunked for good this time. That's all that's happened.
Well, if you don't need me...
You had a message to send. Have you forgotten?
Yes, I had a message. But I won't send it, not now.
Then I will.
No, let it go the way it is. It's all arranged another way.
Look, Mio, if you're in trouble, if this business is creeping up on you...
No, not at all. I have a genius that attends me where I go and guards me now. I'm fine.
Well, that's good news. He'll have his work cut out.
Oh, he's a genius.
I'll see you then. I'll be at the Grant Street place. I'm lucky tonight and I can pay. I could even pay for two.
Thanks, I may take you up.
Good night.
Right, Carl.
Good night.
Good night. Why did you do that? He's your genius, Mio, and you let him go.
I couldn't help it.
Call him. Run after him and call him.
I tried to say it, and it strangled in my throat. I might have known you'd win in the end.
Is it for me?
For you? It stuck in my throat, that's all I know.
Oh, Mio, I never asked for that. I only hoped Garth could go clear.
Well, now he will. I've lost my taste for revenge if it falls on you. Oh, God, deliver me from the body of this death I've dragged behind me all these years. Mariamne. Mariamne.
Yes.
Mariamne, if you love me, teach me a treason to what I am and have been till I learn to live like a man. Teach me how to live and forget to hate.
He would have forgiven.
He?
Your father.
Yes. You'll think it strange, but I've never remembered that.
How can I help you?
Oh, you have. He'd have forgiven. And there's no more to say. I've groped long enough through this Everglades of old revenges. Here the road ends. Mariamne. Mariamne, the iron I wore so long, it's eaten through and fallen from me.
God keep you.
Now, all you silent powers that make the sleet and dark, and never yet have spoken, give us a sign. Let the throw be ours this once on this longest night. When the winter sets his foot on the threshold, leading up to spring and enters with remembered cold. Let fall some mercy with the rain. We are two lovers here in your night, and we wish to live.
And that is my prayer, too. Mio, see that path along the pier? They're not watching that. They're under the light. I can see them there. They can't watch both. It leads to a street above.
I'll try it, then. Kiss me. You'll hear. But if you never hear... Then I'm the king of hell, Persephone, and I'll expect you.
Oh, lover, keep safe.
Goodbye.
Oh, God, forgive me.
It seems that you were mistaken.
Where is it, Mio? Let me help you in. Quick, quick, let me help you. God, forgive me. Oh, God, forgive me.
Yes. The king of hell was not forgiven then. This is his name. And Hades is his home. And he goes alone.
Mio, if you go, I should go with you. Oh, if only I'd never seen you, then you could live.
That's blasphemy. Oh, God, there might have been some easier way out of it. You didn't want me to die, did you, Mariamne? You didn't send me away.
Oh, never, never.
Forgive me. Kiss me. I've got blood on your lips. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter. I'm sorry.
Mio, I'd have gone to die myself. You must hear this, Mio. I'd have died to help you. You must listen, sweet. You must hear it. I can die too, see? You there. You in the shadows. You killed him to silence him. But I'm not silenced. All that he knew, I know. And I'll tell it tonight. Tonight. Tell it and scream it through all the streets. The truck's a murderer and he hired you for this murder. Your work's not done, and you won't live long. Do you hear me? You're murderers, and I know who you are.
Mariamne, you little fool.
Don't touch me. Look, Mio. They killed
killed me, too. You can believe me now, Mio. You can believe I wouldn't hurt you because I'm dying. Why doesn't he answer me? Oh, God. Now you'll never know.
It lacked only this.
Yes. Why was he born? Why did he come here?
Mariamne, yes, and Mia. One breath shall call you now. Forgive us both. Forgive the ancient evil of the earth that brought you here.
Why must she be a fool?
Well, they were wiser than you and I. To die when you are young and untouched, that's beggary to a miser of years. But the devils locked in synod shake and are daunted when men set their lives at hazard for the heart's love and lose. And these who were yet children will weigh more than all a city's elders when the experiment is reckoned up in the end. Oh, Miriamne, and Mio, my son, you know this where you lie. This is the glory of earth-born men and women, not to cringe, never to yield, but standing, take defeat implacable and defiant, die unsubmitting. In all these turning lights, I find no clue, only a masterless night. Yet is man's mind his own, yet is my heart a cry toward something dim in distance, which is higher than he is, and makes me emperor of the endless dark, even in seeking. Our part is only to bury them. Come. Take her up. They must not lie here.
Thus ends the play Winterset by Maxwell Anderson in a radio adaptation by James Church. Featured in today's cast as Mio was Myron McCormick, Inga Adams as Mariamne, Elmer Lair as Esdras, James Meehan as Trock, Joseph Curtin as Garth, Harold Vermillier as Judge Gaunt, and Louis Van Ruten as Shadow. Others in the cast included Edward Trevor as Carr, Jerry Macy as the policeman, Milton C. Herman as the hobo, and Alan McAteer as the sergeant. Joseph Hunty directed the orchestra. This marks the final performance in this season's series of great plays. They will be resumed again in the fall. The Great Plays series is a public service feature of the National Broadcasting Company. A drama guide giving complete background material for the Great Plays by Blevins Davis, who arranged for this series, is available to our radio audience at the cost of 25 cents. Send coin or money orders to Columbia University Press in care of Great Plays, Columbia University Press, New York City. Consult your local library for reading material on the Great Plays of this series. Robert Waldrop speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York.